rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome, though. I am CenterSun21 on Twitter, and in a nutshell, I produce, edit, and disseminate content specifically for Black gay people who want to live forever. Yes, I said it, forever, and have fun while doing it, honey. My current projects include Center of the Sun podcast, live streaming, and music production. I want to collaborate with as many innovative Black gay people as possible. And if you proudly identify as such, welcome. If not, I'm going to have to kindly ask you to leave. Language is today's topic. And why am I just getting hip? And what does it mean for your daily life? If you want to know the answer, you're in the right place. This is Center of the Sun. I am your host. Thank you for listening. Let's dance, bitch. Hello, hello. How are you doing today? I am CenterSun21 on Twitter, and you are listening to Center of the Sun podcast. We're starting off with some headlines today. Let me look at the Sunday paper. So the Democrats are warning another alarm over the healthcare law. The decision by federal judge in Texas to strike down all of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, has thrust the volatile debate over healthcare onto the center stage in a newly divided Capitol, imperiling the insurance coverage of millions of Americans while delivering a possible policy opening to Democrats. That's being reported by the New York Times on the front page today of the Sunday paper. What are you reading? Because OMG, Why are federal judges like this? And this is why, you know what, this is why Mitch McConnell wants to shove through all these federal judges, because this is the result. All of those boring ass, no personality ass people, career students who found themselves in the law school and now a judge on the federal bench now have power. That's why I'm like, should I study law? Because I'm like, clearly these bitches got real actual power and I want a piece of the pie. But it's not that serious. How are you doing today? You're listening to Center of the Sun. Another headline on the front page of the New York Times: the climate accord remains alive as crisis builds. The United States, we're gonna get our shit together at some point. But because we have elected this terrible ass president who does not have the best interests of the Americans in his mind, he has the best interests of himself in mind. He is out here fucking up the world and the most vulnerable people that live in it. The New York Times reported in Poland that diplomats from nearly 200 countries, reached a deal on Saturday to keep the Paris Climate Agreement alive by adopting a detailed set of rules to implement the pact, end quote. So I don't know if you all are aware of the Paris deal that Obama worked out years ago, but basically trying to cut emissions and cut all these big sources of global warming, cut those down to nearly zero by a certain date. Of course, the Illuminati doesn't care about the state of the world and the planet and the biology of such and the diversity of the biology on our planet. They don't give a fuck. So they think that the coming of Jesus is whatever and that it should come faster than later or sooner than later. So, you know, they actively try to destroy the world. All these neo-Nazis and these white supremacist people, and they're all in cahoots with each other. I don't care. The New York Times quote, observers said, the United States, negotiators worked constructively behind the scenes with China. These motherfuckers. These people. No, they want to destroy the world. They want to make sure the world works for them and not for the most vulnerable people living in it. But you know what? We're not free until we're all free. We're not safe until we're all safe. So that's today's topic. We share a collective reality if we let it. If we allow ourselves to share it, we have a collective reality. And another striking story on the front page of the New York Times, on the Sunday paper, the headline says, the best place to put your money? Your mattress. Stocks, messy bonds, commodities, not pretty. Most years, financial markets are a mixed bag. A bad year for risky investments like stocks might be a great one for safe bets like government bonds. Not a bad idea. Do you save money? So I don't know. So this show is specifically for Black gay people. So I'm talking to you right now. Do you have any savings for retirement or anything in that nature? My retirement specifically is in the stock market. So I know that however long it takes for me to lose my money is just as long or longer to gain it back. So I just have to let it sit. That's typically how savings accounts work. So if you're investing in any way, investing in the stock market is a long game. It's for the long term. And that's what I'm banking on. By the time I'm 60, whatever, 65, 70, hopefully I got something in there to help me out. Otherwise, I'll probably pull it out early, but I doubt it. But, you know, it's always my safety net. But if you were investing in the stock market at any point in time in 2018, you had some serious gains and triple the losses. So I just know that my grandparents and older people that I know, they always invested in bonds and stocks and stuff like that. So, pardon me, I'm a little sick today. But if you have not figured out a way to save money for the long term, you may want to check out the New York Times front page, because they're giving some some hot fire in terms of investing, because a lot of people have a lot of money in the stock market, and the last place I'm going to put it is in the government. But buying bonds is a little bit more secure than like a state pension, which is what they really got me fucked up. If they think I'm putting my money in somebody's state pension for them to just literally defund it and then not give me my money, like, how dare you? So I personally invest in a company that is too big to fail. So therefore, hopefully I'm too big to fail too when the time comes. So we'll see. Worst comes to worst. You always want to have some savings. How much do you save? It's suggested like 30% of your income should be going in savings or whatever, or 10%. I don't know, the tithe. Well, tithing, if you tithe, then you should be tithing to yourself just as much or more too. If you really want something to happen, you need to be investing in your higher self, also in the higher power. You know, those two things are hand in hand. Therefore, you should be investing in both of those sources of inspiration. So thank you for listening. That was Society. That was Quick and Dirty. I have a new idea. Let's just read the front page of the New York Times. Bam, out of the way, because ain't nobody got time to be focusing on this weird ass culture that we're living in. And I wanted to touch on Society a little bit, because it's exactly what our topic is today. So language. Turn to your neighbor and say, language, 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 language. It is the glory of our species. Words, talking heads, critical analysis, critical thinking, empathy, sympathy, connecting, all these things that we do, interacting with other people, is the glory of our species. It is the one thing that allows us to develop as humans. As a baby, what's the first thing you teach a baby to do? You teach the baby to talk. You teach the baby to express themselves in order to get what they need. Otherwise, you just assume what they need, and then half the time you're wrong. We crowd into cities. We literally move and flock into cities, because I know this for a fact, because Ohio is a red state now. We crowd into major cities just to talk. Their whole, the whole economy of nightlife and all that kind of stuff is all just so we can jabber to each other. We flock to digital spaces just to see who the fuck Cardi B and Offset and Nicki Minaj and all these people, what they're doing all day. We flock to those spaces just to talk to other people, because even though we're discouraged from like, you know, go sit down, watch TV, look at the screen, do what... We're always encouraged to be quiet, but you have to acknowledge the fact that we flock to certain spaces literally to interact with each other, and we don't really understand why we do those things. Because seemingly we just think shit happens. We think Cardi B and Offset, they're just going through their thing, or it's all staged, or, you know, I don't know what to think, because it doesn't matter. But we just think shit happens. Why didn't Nicki Minaj choose another rapist or another sexual offender to like date or interact with or associate herself with? Why is she seemingly so committed to this subgroup of men? Like, above all else, like, she does not give a fuck. Like, she just wants to interact with people that are, I guess, like her. I don't know, birds of a feather flock together. That's all I can assume, because if she never expresses why she does it, then I can just only assume. But we flock to these spaces in order to understand and to connect with other people, because it makes us feel good. At the end of the day, it makes us feel good. But is there any aspect of life we find necessary to preserve? Why are certain things only important to you and not important to other people? How do you see those things reflected in your daily life? So the things that are important to you seem to always be important. And we have to think about our reality, because the things that are important to us are reflected in our daily life. That daily life is our reality. And we need to start thinking about our reality on various levels. So Center of the Sun covers philosophy. We cover biology. We cover astronomy. We color outside of the lines, in the lines. We cover astrology. We talk about chemistry. We talk about our body chemistry. But does it help us understand any better what we should be doing in our daily life? What should we be doing on a day-to-day basis? What should we be focusing on? Because there's like 3 million things that we could focus on. And a part of our intelligence is like being able to decipher and just filter through those things. So what should we focus on? Well, until we understand what reality is, because we don't really have a grasp of it. And I know that for a fact because we keep finding ourselves in the same cycle, talking about the same thing, because that's our reality. And so, like any episode of Center of the Sun, we need to start taking apart these ideas. How do we deconstruct our ideas? We've created such a nice, cute, discreet, simple, easy to understand, easily digestible reality, but is it benefiting us? Technology, science, magic, black magic, God, sex, sexuality, everyday life circumstances, are we safe? Are we in peril? Is the world ending? Should we worry about global warming? Or do we worry about Donald Trump manipulating the 2016 presidential election? Is that still relevant today? Do I focus on the fact that people keep disrespecting me on the basis of my homosexuality? Do I respond every time? Or do I not? How do I know? What about languages? So from language to language, certain words mean certain things. Do I focus on the differences between our words? Should we focus on our cultural assumptions that come out of those languages? Better yet, fuck all that. What is the geological history of the planet? What is the biological history of the planet? Have we understood that reality yet? Okay, we don't really know much about the planet, so let's look at the stars, astrology. What's my zodiac sign? What is the astrophysical nature of the universe? What the fuck is quantum mechanics? What is string theory? What is a vibration? Like, we are drowned in messages every day, every single day, and we're forced and we're compelled most times to adhere to a certain culture. What is culture? Well, the culture is a set of social norms that we've all agreed to follow to a degree. But in all of that, we're also encouraged to be yourself. Be you. You are a snowflake. You are a special snowflake. I'm waving my hands right now. You're a special snowflake. But don't be too gay, though. Because, you know, that's hard to handle. Be the perfect black person, but stand up to the white folks who pay your bills, though. Cuss them out every day, every chance you get. Rage against the machine while you sit safely in your racist-ass Starbucks, watching global chaos ensue. Be a part of the mess on TV. Yay! But make sure you get that new wig and download that new song. Because you need to wear your hair a certain way. You need to dance a certain way. You need to make your booty look a certain way. Your tits need to be bigger, but tits are not for boys, though. You have to have a certain amount of followers on Twitter and Instagram, but, like, don't get too caught up in clout. Influence, though. Influence. Be an influencer. Influence. Content creation. Influencer. Influence. Is there any of this that's actually important? Is any of this actually important to your daily life? Does any of that matter? If so, And I don't want you to answer me. That's a rhetorical question. Because if so, how do you know? Yeah, pause, bitch, pause. Turn to your neighbor and say, pause, bitch. By what process or system can we check our pulse on this matter? Turn to your neighbor and say, pulse. So turn to your neighbor and say, carotid. Turn to your neighbor and say, carotid artery. Look at, find that pulse. We can't. We can't find a system or process to check us because there is none. There is no process. There is no system because we literally just agree and then we created a reality, but it's still a big ass hallucination. Hallucination, excuse me. Have you ever seen The Matrix, the movie? Neo and Morpheus and all those characters on there raging against the robots, trying to save the world, trying to create a utopia for humans under the surface of the earth. But I know you've never actually watched all three matrices, so I won't bore you with the details of that epic story, but unfortunately, this is not The Matrix. And no harmony cannot come out of our chaos. Do you know why? Because we create the harmony, period. Period. We create the chaos, period. Neither of those harmony or chaos, neither of those conditions exist without our blessing. Neither chaos or harmony affects us without our express consent, literally. And I wish it was like easier to digest than that. But in season one, we discussed the, do you remember David Eagleman? Possibilitarianism. He wrote a bunch of short stories about the afterlife. Kind of gave me a lot of insight into how you can open up your mind and start just like allowing ideas to come out. And those ideas might not be unique to you. Those might be unique to the universe that you just recalled. But we discussed the fact that David Eagleman, a brilliant neuroscientist, created a series of experiments that prove that our brain creates a reality of its own because it's locked in silence and darkness at all times. And though in the images that we have in our mind are created based on what we touch, feel, taste, smell, intuit. And all those inputs, that perception is turned into electrical signals, and those signals are measured, can be measured with tools that we have externally, but we also sense. We have a sense with our body, and those senses are translated into images, and our spirit or our consciousness allows us to have this earthly experience based on those signals and those impulses. Do you remember, so if you don't remember season one of Center of the Sun, do you remember Y2K? That was an interesting time. That was an interesting time because it signified the explosion and the mass adaptation of the digital age. And it was kind of like it was a come to Jesus moment for a lot of people because we thought the world was ending and we finally got to the point where we did not know the future because we blindly put our faith into computers at the time. Well, that was kind of like the reason. And at Y2K, Y2K literally just means the year 2000. And what we didn't know at the end of 1999 and the beginning of 2000, we didn't know what the computers would do because we only could command the computer to do something within that century. So once it turned to the year 2000, we thought, okay, it's possible that every computer could reset. And if every computer reset, then every computer would also turn off at the same time. And therefore, like, apocalypse and, like, explosion. Like, basically, everything planes, satellites, cars, everything would stop at the same time, and we would just be here sitting here looking stupid. And thank God, computers cannot create their own thoughts. They can't create their own reality, and we proved it. We created this whole new, this alternate reality. It was probably an alternate reality. We created an alternate reality in which computers were the death of us. But we code the commands into the computer. So the computer can only follow the commands that we give it. So if we never gave it a command to go past the year 1999, we didn't know what the fuck was about to happen. But it just kept counting up, basically. It was fine. Nothing more and nothing less happened than what we commanded the computer to do. And at the time, I was so young, I was oblivious that it was the apocalypse, or potentially. Because we didn't collect food or water. We didn't give a fuck. We went to church. But the world was crashing and burning, and I couldn't tell. But if you look back, society was feeling something. We were feeling. And when that clock struck midnight and nothing happened, well, actually everything happened. We recognized our power as humans. The power of humanity was actualized at midnight on January 1st of the year 2000. Our globalist experiment worked. Spreading out, making McDonald's, putting that McDonald's on every continent, making sure that we could talk to anybody at any time, any place, anywhere, immediately happened. It worked, and the world was better off. It still is. We are so happy. We carry the internet in our pockets. That's how much we love this shit. But at the time, the world was crashing and burning, and then the clock struck midnight, and we recognized our power. Globalism worked, and the world was better off. But from that moment forward, I always knew that everything was moving just a little bit too quickly. Because, like, literally, I remember rotary phones. And then all of a sudden, we're using sliders and flips phones. And at the time, that was legit. And the digital age, oh my God, let me tell you. I remember my senior year of high school, we're still using a dot printer. The one that goes, you know, that printer that just, like, reaches across the damn paper. That was promptly replaced with a laser jet. It was like, it was so odd how quickly everything changed. Small stuff then, but when I look back, it was huge. Also, the year 2000s, that music was my shit. Like, literally every time I hear, you know, like when you get old and old people, they talk about their generation and da da da. My generation is the early 2000s, is the turn of the millennium. I know every song from that time. We looked horrible, but we felt great. And at that time, everything felt a little bit more urgent, and we were wandering. We didn't know. We were just wandering to the 2000s. We didn't know what was about to happen, but we were scared, and we did our best. We went to church. Shit, I keep saying we. There I go again. We had a shared reality at the time. For example, do you ever, like, drive on the highway and, like, wonder, do you ever just stop and think, like, wow, I'm in my car and there are 100 other people in their cars driving in the same direction. Seemingly, we're sharing a reality. Seemingly, we're all going in the same place. We're all going in the same direction right now. But do you ever think about the other cars on the highway and the other people in those cars on the highway? When you're driving in your own world, everything seemingly revolves around you. Why are you cutting me off, bitch? You don't see this big-ass car, ho? What's going on? Let me through. You know, like, we're talking to people, and they're not paying us no mind. Let me over. They're not paying us no mind. Turn on your signal. That's me. I'm literally just reenacting myself. But they're not paying us, not near mind. But where I'm going is real to me. And without any input from any other person, I can only assume that they're either purposefully helping me or purposefully and intentionally causing me to be late. That's absurd. Well, yeah, well, whatever. But the point is, in the moment, the car next to me reacts. Or if they react or break their silence in any way, I instantly understand that my reality crosses another's. Only when they allow me, though. So, like, I'm not important to the person who's cut me off unless they see me. And then they react, you know, and then their reaction in turn creates a reaction in my reality. Is that confusing? I'm a little confused. If you're confused, email me, host@centersun21.com with your questions. We're going to continue on, though. Excuse me. But, okay, so think about it in terms of religion, okay? So religion is the same way. Literally, thank you, David Eagleman. If you look at him on Twitter, on YouTube, he has a bunch of, like, TED Talks and stuff talking about theism and believing in God and, like, neuroscience. And one of the things that what always struck me about what he talked about was that being monotheistic, believing in your God is the true God, is the truth, is inherently atheist. Yeah. This episode's about language, bitch, because believing in a God also indicates that you disbelieve in someone else's God. So in your reality, you are a monotheist, but to someone else, you're an atheist. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that is the implication of your words. That is the problem with culture, is because by submitting to one thing, you're potentially denying, not 100%, but you're potentially denying the existence, or you're devaluing the existence or the reality of something else. So I encourage you to keep your mind open. You have to look at the logic of your words. Is that even possible? Well, last week, if you listened to Center of the Sun, we talked about the basics of science. Just basic science. We just went through just like, what the fuck is science? Because in order to understand our reality, we have to deconstruct all these ideas, because we're just told shit. Just told things constantly. And as a result, science is only a tool, and human experiences cannot be recreated. So we talked about science last episode, and we talked about how it's used as a tool. And it's used as a tool to help us understand the world around us. And there's something interesting about science in that we are forced to recreate the conditions of an experiment. And because it just proves itself, if the data we got from that study is good, we should be able to tell somebody how to recreate it, right? Well, that process of recreation and proving and stuff, that's a system. And that system creates facts. And those facts help us explain the world around us. Those words create the culture. The culture kind of locks us in. And those permanent facts about our world, even though they shape our culture, they give us the language to describe our world in detail. But those words only guide us along human development. They're not laws. And just like we learned as a kid from the early 2000s, the Y2K movement, too much of anything, like computers, our reliance heavily on only computers, creates uncertainty about our future. And then we can't explain what's going to happen next, because we just locked into our culture. Or like, this is what gave us Nazis. All of a sudden, they couldn't explain. They couldn't explain why they hated Jews. They just knew they should. And now we have Donald Trump. So can we just acknowledge the detrimental effects of our words? Just point blank. They literally carry weight. Like, how do you not see this? How do you not see this? That weight shapes the culture. Culture defines our reality. Our current definition of reality is fear-based. That is my main point. And we have to combat the fear. How do we do this? Well, first, like anything, you have to recognize the power that's already given to you. Okay, your mind, your ability to feel, sense, express, intuit, listen, imagine, recreate, etc. Those senses allow you to break from the chains of the seemingly permanent reality we find ourselves a part of. I'm about to say something to you. Hold on, brace yourself. Turn to your neighbor and say, "The things we give power are powerful." We are human. So are our impulses, our feelings, our expressions. We ourselves are beautiful in our humanity. But our spirit of fear is literally for our survival. And if you're only surviving, you need to start living. And if you're only, and if you're just living and thriving, what do you have to fear? But fear itself. So people, hello, science is only a tool. And human experience cannot be recreated. So your daily life, your reality is, you only get one shot. Because there's no rubric and there's no right way. There is no system and no process to help you live. Well, there is a system and a process, but it's within you already existing. You have to recognize that. You only have one life. Once this moment passes, how you shape your reality is up to you. Your words carry your weight. Some people ask me, why did you choose a podcast? Why do you choose to do audio only? Because our words are powerful, period. We don't need the distraction of faces and names. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Otherwise, mind your fucking business. Speak with your voice. But you can also speak with other parts of your body too. You can dance, you can draw, you can write. Everything cannot be explained in a neat and nice way with words. Everything is not black and white. That's how we want it to be because it's easier. But lean into your good feelings. Express with your words. Express with your mind. Express with your intuition. Science is only a byproduct of our consciousness. Like, literally, it's just an effect of a cause. It's important, but immediate experience cannot be explained with tools. No experience can recreate the beauty that's already inside of us. Only you can show others. That's real. That is reality. Let others inside of your universe. Don't allow others to assume what you see or feel or hear or sense or touch or intuit. Are we sharing an experience? Of course not. Our perception creates our reality. Your perception only interprets what you are immediately experiencing. Take, for instance, your eyes. Light bounces off of a surface. So light comes from the universe, bounces off of surfaces. The light that's not absorbed in that surface bounces off of that surface into the back of your eye. Your body senses a frequency, creates a corresponding electrical impulse. That impulse travels to the brain, and your brain creates an internal model called vision. We don't share that with anyone else. The light that is in your eye is only in your eye. We don't share that reality. We can only assume based on the information we collect. So when I talk about power, that's what I mean. The power is what you do with the information you collect and the reality you create as a result of the information you collected from your surroundings. And it all seems random, but our brains and bodies figure it out one way or another from childhood, from baby, infancy, no, from the fetal stage, the embryo stage. Well, maybe not the embryo stage, but reality, but relate to each other. And continue on like nothing happens, and you'll find out that you have more power than you originally assumed. We have to recognize the fact that we are greater than we assume. We can start by being more aware of our words. This simple. It's like 2 plus 2, but it impacts our reality like no other. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to Center of the Sun. I am your host, CenterSun21, on Twitter. Send your questions to host@CenterSun21.com. Do you believe me? Is language the glory of our species? I tend to think it is, because it's the catalyst for all other modes of communication. And it's a very quick and dirty way to get something across. So, what are your thoughts? Tweet me, CenterSun21 on Twitter. Also, send your questions to host@CenterSun21.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.